Hey everyone, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Safety Stock is back, your favorite podcast. I'm Will Davis. I have the pleasure of staring directly at Dan Magida. Dan, it is great to see you as always. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was a nice 80-degree California Thanksgiving. You know, that crisp air, nothing better.
Yeah, there you go. I feel like you're not going to have a white Christmas or a white Hanukkah if you stay where you are.
Hey, mountains. They're in California.
That is true. You know what else is in California? Suppliers, brands. And you know what all those suppliers and brands have to do, Dan?
Make money.
They have to make money. And some people would say, in order to make money, you have to pay your bills. You know, you got to pay your goods. You got to pay for everything that you do. And Dan, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how brands and a lot of times how suppliers actually go about financing their supply chains. And so, Dan, I think one common misconception that maybe people have related to supply chains is that, you know, do supply chains use credit in order to keep things moving, to keep paying bills, whether you be a supplier or a brand? Or are they paying for everything as soon as it's ready?
Yeah, so the whole concept of buy now, pay later has been around on the consumer side forever. We've seen it as a way to shop with Affirm or Afterpay when you're at checkout. Let's put a little deposit down now, pay the balance off later. Or your credit card, as an example. Slap it on that plastic and then you pay that bill 30 days later. If not, you accrue some interest on it. Same thing with the buy now, pay later model. And that's lending its hand towards supply chain as well, all dictated around what are those payment terms and what's required upfront in that deposit space. And that will tell you if you need to put out the working capital today, or can you wait for it to be on shipping or 30 days out from shipping or on receipt. It all is favored into that based off the relationship you have with your supplier partners today.
So, Dan, I think a lot of people think, you know, in the U.S., you know, I should be able to get to a point to where I'm paying things net 30, meaning once the goods have shipped or transferred ownership from the supplier to the person purchasing them, I should be able to pay net 30 days from that point in time when it comes due. I think what some people fail to realize is that not everybody just gets net 30.
Nope.
And some people get better than net 30, depending on who you are. What are some of the reasons that you actually see, Dan, actually people getting, you know, who gets net 90, who gets net 30, who has to prove they can actually pay?
Yeah. And one thing that's, I would say that is important that you mention is, hey, is it on shipping or is it on receipt? Because sure, there's a buffer if it's domestic, say like of a week there, but whatever your production lead times are, like we're saying net 30, in theory, it's actually could be like net 90 based off the day that PO is issued. So there are some leeway on how you interpret that, but how you measure it, one, are you paying first off, and if it's a new relationship, are you paying on time? On time always warrants good supplier collaboration and communication and just shows that you're serious about your business. That's what they care about. Are you a serious partner? Two, are you forecasting? Are you giving them, this is what the business is going to look like in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year? Are you sharing your financials? A lot of times in a credit check, you have to show that you have cash. So they will look at your bank account. So what's in your savings or checking account? How does your balance sheet look like if they ask for financials? And third, are you communicating with your supplier? Do you have a good, healthy relationship? So they're trusting you. And then as a result, you need to trust them. And one thing to keep in mind as well, your suppliers are probably buying material from other suppliers as well. So for them, cash flow is very important in order to make your product.
Yeah, I think, Dan, what we see with brands today is a couple of things. Number one, if you're a brand, don't be insulted that you may not get certain credit terms at the beginning of the relationship. People have to remember, who has more risk? The suppliers who are taking time to order goods, to employ the people to make the goods, hold on to them, and really take a risk if they'll be paid by you in general? Or is it the brand that says, hey, I've got a great idea and I'm going to make this product? Until you have established yourself as a brand that's going to continuously sell byproduct from that supplier, the risk tends to be on the supplier side. A good example of this is that we know brands today, we've worked with brands in the past, they owe suppliers hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's nothing worse than suppliers having to continuously ask and ask and ask about when somebody's going to send payment over. And they have bills that they have to pay. What do they do for the people who they're employing? What do they do for the raw materials that they've already purchased? Or for the line time that they allocated to you, who they could have sold that to somebody else who would have paid. So from a risk perspective, that's out there. On the flip side, if you're a brand and you have proven over time that you are selling a lot of whatever you are selling, at that point in time, you should be getting better credit terms from your suppliers.
100%.
Because it's one of those things of like what we'll talk about is when you go to the Targets, the Walmarts, the big box stores of the world, they are going to ask for you to pay or for them to pay you on net 90, net 120 of when you deliver goods to them. So when we talk about cash flow, if you're not getting paid until 90 days after you deliver goods, and you're being asked by all of your suppliers to pay for your goods on net 30, there's a 60-day discrepancy there between you having to pay for things and you not being paid that you're going to have to continuously make up that difference in cash.
Yeah, there's always risks involved in any financing. But the one thing that we've seen in the buy now, pay later side and the consumers is that somebody more likely than not will be left holding the bag. And if you're going down that model, just be truthful to who your partners are. If you're struggling for cash, obviously you're not going to show it when you're communicating with your suppliers because you want to keep your business afloat. But you know what? That communication could be good because the long term actually could save your company, because if you're not honest with them up front, they're probably not going to want to run your product a second time because they've lost trust in you and actually getting paid. So just be really mindful if you're going down that route. Now, there are partners that you can get working capital up front. Sure, everybody's fundraising. It's definitely a tougher market today, but there are the Tulia, the Wayflyers, and the Settles out there that will pay you, that will give you the cash up front. You owe them interest over time to get your product made, but just make sure you pay them. Because if you don't, the risks definitely outweigh the benefits.
Here is a real world example in that there was a brand who was struggling from a cash flow perspective in that they were about to go launch nationally within a couple of big box stores. And in order to do that, they had to ramp up and meet those production numbers where it's saying it's 10x of what they normally would have done. So now they're having to pay 10x in terms of what their cost of goods are related to how much they're spending because they need more material. They have to
10x? That's wild.
Right. It's crazy. So they're having to spend 10 times more than normal in order to meet this huge delivery. Now, on the flip side, they're going into these big box retailers and they're saying, okay, we're going to pay you net 90. Now, this is where you being upfront with your suppliers comes into play, where you say, hey, suppliers, I'm paying you now for these goods within these terms. However, this is what I expect my sales to continue to be, but I'm going to need net blank in order to continue to make this work. If not, and if you don't run this, not only am I going to lose this opportunity, consequently, you're also going to lose the business because I'm going to have to go somewhere else or I will not be able to be financially solvent. And the supplier said, listen, we're in a good place. We understand. We have a relationship with you. We're going to collectively take this risk. And maybe there is some financial benefit we can do in that you agree to work with us exclusively for the next year, whatever it may be. And it mutually works out. But if you don't treat somebody as a partner and you say, hey, I'm going to string them along until I figure it out, all you're creating is bad blood.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the bad blood. And a great way to see how much is actually due on your purchase orders and through your invoices is storing all that information on Anvil. We have a file section where you can actually load up, your supplier or yourself can load up those invoices based off the payment installations that you input through the payment terms, and invite third-party collaborators as well or internal finance team members to stay on track of when these payments are due.
So to Dan's point, you can go use the software, input that information and get it. And if you want to reach out to us and just flex, if you have some pretty big payment terms, where if you want to flex that net 90 or net 120, let us know.
Or Will, if you want to, you know, finance some purchase orders, also reach out, because Will will give you some favorable interest rates.
That is right.
Below market.
We got some great guys here that we can set you up with. So reach out to us at hello@anvil.com. That's ANVYL.com. Until then, we look forward to talking to you. See you next time.